Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. October the 20th, Cultivating Diligence.
All this week, Derek considers the call in Hebrews to be diligent, so as to enter God's rest. Today he offers us two key ways to cultivate diligence in our Christian walk. Diligence is a fruit that has to be cultivated. Here are some brief directions about how it should be cultivated. In 2 Timothy 2 verse 6, Paul said, "The hard-working farmer must be first to partake of the crops." Here Paul was bringing out a simple basic fact. Cultivating crops takes hard work. It's not done without effort. That fact is equally true of the fruit of the Spirit. To cultivate it requires hard work. I want to suggest two ways in which we can cultivate spiritual fruit in our lives. First, we need to study God's Word, for it's the basis of all God's provision for us. If we're not familiar with his word, we almost inevitably forego many of his provisions. Again, Paul wrote to Timothy, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who doesn't need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." In order to divide or handle the word of truth or scripture accurately, we must be workers. In a certain sense, we have to roll up our sleeves and get to work. The second direction we must follow is to spend time in prayer. By prayer I don't mean merely talking to God, but listening. Something that's just as important, if not more so, than talking to him. Here again, Jesus provided us with a perfect pattern. The whole basis of Jesus' earthly ministry was his relationship with his Father. In order to cultivate and maintain that relationship, Jesus took plenty of time in prayer. Very often it was very early in the morning. It was there that he heard the Father's voice and received direction for his ministry. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the promise of entering your rest. I proclaim that I will cultivate diligence in my life by studying God's word and spending time in prayer. I shall be diligent. Amen. Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.